A New Hampshire school teacher is one of four finalists for National Teacher of the Year. Heidi Welch is director of the music department at Hillsborough Deering High School, and she joins me now. Heidi, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thank you for having me.
The state's announcement today about your nomination talks about something called Literacy Through Music. Can you explain how you teach literacy through music and what that means?
Absolutely. I am a firm advocate that reading is a fundamental skill that all of our kids need in all of our classrooms, no matter what our content area is. So, for example, in a chorus class, we have performed a showpiece from Jekyll and Hyde, the musical. So I actually commandeered 65 copies of the book. And we read through it, and we deconstructed the vocabulary, and we talked about the language, and we talked about the themes. And so they learned so much about the piece of music because of what we were able to bring from the text in the actual book. Even in my band, we take a look at the poetry within music and start dissecting poems. In my musical theater appreciation class, when we look at My Fair Lady, we read the entire play of Pygmalion. So as many times as I can bring a literacy element into the high school band, chorus, music appreciation, musical theater class, whatever we're doing, I think it really extends or it bridges my classes to the English classes and the science classes and the math classes, et cetera, all the way down the line.
Now, the curriculum is obviously part of that, but on a one-to-one level, if you have a student who is clearly, you see that they're interested, that they would benefit from being in band or being part of a show, but they don't see it in themselves or they don't feel comfortable with, say, performing in front of the audience, how do you reach them on that one-to-one level? You can say, you can do this and you would really enjoy it if you did.
You know, Brady, that's a really interesting and wonderful question. I don't know if my bio is kind of out there, but I grew up in Manchester, and we had no money growing up. We were extremely poor, welfare, homeless, a lot of things when I was a child. And so playing an instrument like most kids do in fifth grade would have been an impossibility. We just wouldn't have been able to do that. The kids that had private lessons at Ted Herbert's, and that I was always very envious of those kids. And my junior year, the band director did just that. He came to me and he said, I see you're in chorus. Would you want to play euphonium in band? You know, you have an ear, so, you know, here, I'll get this instrument out of the closet, put it in your hand, and you can do it. And I thought, you're crazy. David Bresnahan basically saved my life and changed my career path by putting that piece of brass in my hand and saying, yeah, you can do this. And I said, I don't really read music. I've kind of faked it up to that point. I read the lyrics and started learning what the notes all meant. But it became a whole different level with his support and saying, yeah, you can do this. This is not beyond you. And that's what I try to do. I have some kids that I recruit as juniors. Hey, do you want to play trombone? going into the lunchroom and saying, you know what? I just heard you singing. Maybe try chorus. Give chorus a try. So sometimes those things, it just takes a teacher saying, you know what? Try it. If you don't like it in 2 weeks, change. Do something else. But if you do, stick with me and I'll tell you, it's going to be an amazing ride.
Part of what the National Teacher of the Year does throughout the course of their year is to advocate for teachers on teacher issues. What could you see yourself speaking out about as National Teacher of the Year, aside from possibly recruiting a whole lot of teachers to join your chorus or your band?
My big platform has always been literacy across the curriculum and how can we do better in music and art and the non-traditional subject areas to bring those issues into our classroom. You know, why are kids not reading as well? And why are kids struggling in math? And what can I do beyond getting them to play an instrument or sing to make them a stronger student? So literacy throughout the content areas, as well as bringing in solid teachers that are good at what they do, that we're encouraging to stay, that are passionate, that love their job. I get so discouraged whenever I hear a teacher say, well, I hate my job. Well, you didn't have to become a teacher. I don't think a day has gone by in 17 years that I've said, I hate my job, because the day that happens, a kid's dreams, like our dreams are depending on you. We can't take that for granted.
Heidi Welch is music director at Hillsborough Deering High School. She's one of just four nominees for National Teacher of the Year. Heidi, thanks for talking with me and congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you so much, Brady.